dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1 hour to go. In case you missed it, coming up at 6:45. Big Wage coming up later tonight as well. And at the end of the show, big announcement for tomorrow's show that you guys are going to go ahead and stick through to. So with Albert there, though, I still think even in like, Shador's camp, it's like if Shador had like been a grown-up in these meetings, I don't think the ship plunge happens to the degree that it did.
Well, but this is why we go back to Dion, because Dion tanked his own meetings and was very public about that because he could. And I think he was just trying to do what Dad did. And I think he just had a lot of bad advice. And I think that's ultimately what ended up happening. Now, Albert points out a couple interesting things, though. The idea that once you got past the second round, all the conversation changed based off of what you were expecting him to be. And if you wanted him to be, what Albert say, like furniture, uh-huh, where you're just there, you just exist as a backup quarterback, well, Shador just can't do that in life. He can't just exist.
I mean, what's interesting is that's what hurt Cam Newton in the time of his career. He could have become like a roving backup.
Jay Cutler, the same thing.
Absolutely. And there's several quarterbacks every year that just don't have that extended shelf life because, no, we can't put you behind quarterback X, mm-hmm, because your personality is too big and we don't want you to steal any focus from that quarterback. Which, by the way, is wild that in a football locker room filled with that many leaders, that many dudes, that they think other quarterbacks are that soft. They're also not wrong.
Yeah, I don't think they're wrong. I don't think they're wrong at all. But they also see how the moment then quarterback A starts to struggle, it just becomes a conversation that becomes a little, if I'm quarterback A, I don't get happy about.
Now, I will say, because when we were talking about the quarterback situation, I think Albert sussed this out properly, which is I think Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett now know that there's the competition for the job, which probably involves four participants at least early in this thing. And then there's the competition for roster spots, to which Joe Flacco's competition for the starting job is three guys. Joe's competition for roster spots is Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. That's correct.
Unless Shador really doesn't fix any of those habits in the pre-draft process. But I think he would have to really.
We'll get to the bigger topic at hand, but are you in the small segment of the population that thinks there's like a, I don't know, put your number to it, 5-10% chance that Shador doesn't even make it to opening day?
Yes. He could be on the practice squad, he could be on some, but I think Shador has to disprove. I don't know how his visit went with the Browns. The Browns publicly said all the right things. They always say publicly the right things.
Sure.
But, like, to me, this is Shador's thing not to screw up. And if you don't do the work, if you don't learn the offense, that's the kind of thing. Like, the one piece of credit I'll give Kevin Stefanski is I don't think he's accepting any sort of Manziel of this. As a fifth-round pick, it's not wild to see a fifth-round pick, even a quarterback, get cut.
They just don't have to tolerate it.
Yeah.
They just don't have to. And I think that's actually a really good thing for both sides, too, by the way. I think it's a good thing for Shador that he doesn't feel like he can walk on water and basically, he doesn't feel like he can do whatever he wants to do and get away with it. I think that's good for Shador. And then I also think it's good for the Browns to feel like you do have some leverage. You do have some power in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, if Shador was a second round pick and did this, I don't think you could pull this. If Shador was even your late third round pick, I don't think you could do this. Like, I remember Maurice Claret getting cut in Denver after being taken with a third-round pick, and I remember everybody was shocked, and we shouldn't have been. We saw up close with him with Maurice stuff when he was young, but, like, I think once you get into the late fourth round, early fifth round, all bets are off. You got to go ahead and prove yourself. And so, you know, Lewis Riddick, I think it was going into night two of the draft, went on one of the shows and was like, he's going to have an even bigger chip on his shoulder. Cool, show it.
Yeah, well, I think that's the responsibility of Shador not to do that. By the way, the chaos attached to him showing up at the Browns Fit downtown today. It was the funny
part.
Can
you walk people through what happened with that?
Well, the funny part was that a lot of people didn't know that the Browns Fit was just the Browns Fit and a Browns gym downtown. They thought it was like the Browns headquarters. So at first, it was like Shador arrives in Berea and he's there, and it's like no, he wasn't. He was just at a gym downtown. And then like 10 minutes later, everyone was like, oh yeah, that's just all these people that work at Browns Fit were like, no, that's I've seen that Bernie Kosar photo before. That's at Browns Fit. I have no idea why he was at the gym downtown. Like, I don't think he got confused and thought that's where the headquarters were.
No, he just likes downtown gyms.
Is that what it was?
Hey, no, I think...
What is that call? Like, hey, Shador wants a quick 60-minute workout. Can he come to the Browns-sponsored gym downtown?
Does that mean he couldn't go to the Browns?
Why didn't he go to the facility?
Or, wait, what if...
They spent so much money on that facility. Did he go to the wrong place?
Or what if he's looking at an apartment downtown, which you shouldn't do because the headquarters is really in Berea, but maybe he was looking at an apartment downtown and was like, I got to find a gym for here for like late night workouts.
I mean, I would think the apartment, because I'm going to assume he's not spending a tiny amount of money in every apartment I've ever been in, and I've spent a tiny amount of money in apartments. They've all come with a gym.
Yeah, we know those gyms, though. You've seen them.
Apartment gyms are fine.
Jonathan.
What do you mean?
That's their...
The place Shador Sanders is staying at, I promise you, has a world-class...
World-class is...
World-class
whoa, no,
gym.
That's the hottest take you've had today.
Yeah, you think
the world-class...
What do you think Shador's paying...
The Browns don't have a world-class gym.
What is Shador paying for a downtown apartment if he stays downtown? Because, all right, so when
maybe
I left downtown... It was a 1,500 square foot apartment, 2-bedroom. It was a lot of space. We had a lot of space. Yeah. We got lucky. It was $1,700 a month.
Okay.
Right downtown. Nice. I liked it. We both liked it. It was nice. We had a great gym, too, by the way.
A great gym?
That was a
Come
great
on,
gym.
Define it. Was it three great treadmills? Gym.
It was a whole row of treadmills. Okay. Treadmills as far as the eye could see, Nick.
As far as the eye could see.
You look down, you're like,
do you mean to the wall?
Good thing I'm running on these treadmills.
I can see over there.
I'm going to stumble over all these treadmills. There's so many treadmills.
As far as the eye can see.
Two floors for the gym, by the way.
Okay.
There was a downstairs and an upstairs. I swear to God, I'm not lying.
Yeah,
there was a downstairs and an upstairs.
Okay, what was
for
the difference between the
gym.
Two?
Well, downstairs had all the like bench press type equipment and all the squat racks.
So they were tiny rooms.
No. These were big size rooms.
As far as the eye could see, would everyone say they're big size?
Yeah, I always thought the top room was more like a cardio type
room.
It was like a cardio room more than anything. Yeah, and so if I'm getting that type of treatment, Shador has got a nice treatment. He's got a nice gym in his apartment.
216-474-0092. Guys, do you think that apartment complexes or apartment buildings have world-class gyms? And it was a world-class performance by your Cleveland Cavaliers. Back to the Cavs in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. The reason why I bring this up is the way he says Shador, and I've worked with you so long that I'm starting to look for Shador conspiracies or disrespect everywhere, because the way he says Shador, he doesn't say like Shador.
Is it like how a certain broadcaster last night in a Rockets-Warriors game could not say Shengun?
Okay, very similar, but it feels intentional. He says Shador.
Shador.
No, Shador.
Shador. Like dur?
Yeah, like dur.
Like you're an idiot, dur?
Yeah, like you. Like if I wanted to mock Shador,
and then you went,
I'd be like, Shador. Something like that.
Oh, no. So you think this is mean? You think this is mean-spirited?
I think it might be some subtle shade here. Mac, do we have audio up on this? All right. So I asked Mac to find.
And Kevin Clark, by the way, it perceives himself as an intellectual.
Yes.
So getting this wrong would not be something that he would ever really do.
Unless he really hated Shador.
Yeah.
So we're going to play this bit of audio. Because I was listening to it this morning, prepping for the show, and all I heard was Shador. All right, that's a little bit of a dramatized way, but you tell me if you hear him saying Shador right.
He's going to be instantly better than Dylan Gabriel, so that's the first hurdle declared. Dylan Gabriel's not very good. Kevin Stefanski can tell him where to go with the ball. We know that Shador can be accurate. We know he can. I mean, my thing about Shador, I didn't think he was top five level, but what I did think was if you put a lot of those prospects behind the Colorado offensive line last year, they wouldn't have looked as good as Shador.
That's intentional.
You heard it, right?
The penitentiary.
You heard it, right?
Man worked for the New York Times for 15 years. You think he doesn't know how to say his name?
Everybody says Shedeur Sanders. All right? Now, I did hear, what's funny about this is, when we were at the Guardians game on Saturday, there was a very drunk woman from Colorado who wanted to talk to the people right next to us, and she's like, what do you think about Shedeur? And it took everything, guys. It took everything not to ingratiate myself into the conversation and hear all about what she thought about Shedeur. This is disrespect, right? Just to circle back on it.
But he did say nice things, though. He was saying nice things. Like, he was like, you'll be better than Dylan Gabriel day one.
That's the greatest disrespect.
Or is this how this works, where you are just so maddeningly disrespectful while then saying nice things, you can even cover it up.
Your words are nice, but your tone or the way you say, like, a specific name is condescending.
Do I have to put Kevin Clark on the same list that you currently have? Diana. Chase Daniels on?
Diana.
Yeah, I
Diana,
think so.
What are we doing?
I don't think you hated my Chase Daniels there, did you?
No, I didn't. I think we're simpatico on this one.
Right, good. Yeah.
Can we just hear the clip? I just want to hear Shedeur again.
He's going to be instantly better than Dylan Gabriel. So that's the first hurdle declared. Dylan Gabriel's not very good. Kevin Stefanski can tell him where to go with the ball. We know that Shedeur can.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't. There's no way he doesn't know the name. There's just no way. He does football for a living. Now, there are sometimes, you ever have this where you just start saying things wrong and you've just said it and it just, for whatever reason, you can't get it right.
Most of my career.
Yeah, so like
the German linebacker's name, Schwesinger.
I'm glad you have that same feeling that I do. Yeah, there's, and then you nail it when you do that. You just have to go a little bit overboard with it. I think that might be what's happening here with him. He just has never gotten it right. Am I giving him too much of the benefit of the doubt? It's in his head.
It's like Nico Iamalieva.
You can't call attention to it if you're on the Dan Patrick show either.
That's all. And I just,
like, that can't
I
be
only,
the time when you're like, Shedeur?
All I want is to get Kevin Clark on the show so we can play Shedeur on for him and then say, are you saying Shedeur or are you saying Shedeur? One more time?
Shedeur.
Shedeur.
Yeah, it sounds like what you would say if you're trying to mock him, though.
Yeah,
Shedeur.
Like this is
don't
like,
use that as a mock, by the way. I don't think it's a clever or intelligent or fun mock.
What if I'm actually mocking Kevin Clark and not?
No, that's
Shedeur.
Fun. No, that's fun. But like, we're in a heated argument, and then you go dun da da Shedeur, and I'll be very mad. I'll be throwing papers. If you do the dun da da before you do it, I'll throw papers.
I'll throw papers back, and I look poor when I do it. I mean, I'll do more of like a dun da da Shedeur. See, mine, I feel like mine hit more because I have some general malice behind it.
At least you have something attached to now knowing how to just completely stop any conversation we have about Shedeur moving forward.
This is like, like in every relationship I've ever had, there's no fly zones. Is Shedeur, is that a no fly zone?
I don't think we have a no-fly zone. We might be approaching it.
I think this is a no-fly zone.
Well, I mean, actions have consequences.
You just don't want to be the first person of the two of us to have no-fly zones. I think if I just was like, oh, you like Shedeur? Oh, do you like Shedeur?
I would get very angry because I'm getting very angry hearing you saying it. In my head, I know I am. I know I am.
I'm not even doing it to upset you.
If you did that in a real sports argument that we're having, I will lose my mind.
Like we've had,
I don't think I'll be able to handle it.
We've had Shedeur arguments where everyone can feel it. There is a natural line that when I walk up to it, we both tighten up a little bit because we know we're in the Shedeur thick of it, right? We're in.
I think we got there at 5:20. If we're talking about it, I love that zone. By the way, it's a good zone to live in.
Well, no, it's a good zone to visit occasionally. Maybe living in it is the problem. This is not the best place.
Well, now you have an out. or an accelerated an accelerator, if we're being honest about it. If
you want to take me, do you think Shador's going to start week one? Did you say Shador?
This isn't good. We know this. This isn't good. You know this now because you're just going to do this, and you're. But you got to do the full on the dun da da beforehand,
and then really
let me know what you're trying to do. Because if not, I just think you're just not talking right.
I would never go. Oh, thank you, Mac.
Oh, he dumped him? What did he dump?
Yes, he did.
Why?
But don't say it again, because if you say it, I think we might actually be in.
Now I got it. That's not even close.
Oh.
That's not even
close.
Are you
sure? Because
I'd rather not play with that line.
I gotta say.
That's not even close.
I clenched.
There's like seven
both
things.
Times.
There's like seven things we've said on this show that deserve way more. Way more. I'm just going to stop there. We're just going
to. All right, let's go with.
You guys are special.
She Thomas. All right, don't say what you want to be called here, Thomas. What do you have for us, bud?
Hey, look, you know, look. Okay, first of all, I just want to say I was floored by the drafting of Shador Sanders. Yo, I honestly, look, I'm just happy they didn't take him at number two. I just knew they were going to take him. I just always had this feeling that I was like, oh, he's going to end up at the Browns. I don't think he's going to start by week one. I give him week four. I just know Cleveland. Come on, guys. We all know how it's going to go. We all know how it's going to go. He's going to start by week four. But I will say the best thing that ever happened to this kid was being drafted, 144th? That was probably the best thing that happened to him. Humble the kid. You know, he wasn't the first quarterback we drafted. So, you know, let's see if he can be out dealing with Gabriel.
All right,
know?
Thomas, real quick. When you hear Kevin Clark say Shador the way we're about to play for you, does it sound disrespectful? Ready?
I'm listening.
Shador.
I'm confused by how you say
Thomas, be good, buddy. Appreciate you. I think. All right. Okay. Where's the over-under that I could set Shador's first NFL regular season start? Or like the first game
Vegas,
we see him in.
Vegas is over under for amount of game started this year is 2.5.
Okay.
And I wanna hammer that over.
All right, so you're thinking like what? Like if game 7.5. Is it still too early? Or do I have to push that deeper into the season?
Oh no, I would bring it up a little bit. I think that 7.5 is a great number because it's right about the time people start to be annoyed with Joe Flacco.
Ooh, you think 7 games?
Yeah. I think Joe's going to be like what if it ends up being Joe, and we can go down the line with different quarterbacks here. If it ends up being Joe, Joe's good for like 4 or 5 games somewhere in there, and then you get tired of it. Kind of like what happened with Jameis last year.
Kind of like same what happened with Joe 2 years ago.
Exactly right. Like that was it. That playoff game was the end, and there was no coming back from that. But
I just think the Joe Flacco thing's brilliant that he had the same stats across 2 seasons. The only difference was they were winning versus losing. And he got benched twice in Indy, and he never got benched in Cleveland.
Yeah, and the one time he got saving grace in Indy was just because Anthony Richardson refused to go in on a third down, and it just made people mad.
That's still really funny.
It is funny. It's very Deontay Johnson-esque, but we don't talk about him that way, do we?
No, we shouldn't talk about him, because if he shows his ass, he's going to be out there. Say it with your chest.
Yeah.
Been saying that for a while. Real quick, though, so where would you set the line?
I think game 5 or 6 feels right.
Wow.
Somewhere around 5 or 6.
So I was too aggressive there with 7.5. Okay.
No, I thought it was a good line to put it, though. I feel like if Shador doesn't win the job outright, I feel like if it's Joe, then for reasons I explained, Gabriel's not winning over Shador Sanders, and then Kenny Pickett can really exhaust his welcome. And I think that would take 4 or 5 weeks for Stefanski to realize this isn't great.
Oh, see, I think...
Let's bring Shador in.
I think Kenny has the quickest hook.
So you're thinking like 3 games in and then he's done? Because that's got a chance. Because if Kenny stinks up the joint, it's got a real chance they just pull him and they're done.
Maybe this is my personal opinion on Kenny Pickett. I wouldn't need all of September to see that guy. And like if he has 2 or 3 bad games and you're winless going in like week 4. Remember the Derek Anderson year 2007? Charlie Fry won the quarterback job, got 1 game. Got benched, and I think it was like 3 days later was traded to Seattle for like a 3rd or 4th round pick.
Yeah.
That's where I am with Kenny Pickett.
Are we in the
Maybe
same...
Maybe that's not where they are, but that's where I am with Kenny Pickett.
Our friend Jeff Phelps put out the 49er situation earlier. He had it the wrong way, though, but let me spell it out for you and see if this maybe feels more right. Trey Lance won the starting job. Trey Lance got 2 games and then got injured, and then it went to Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jimmy Garoppolo made it all the way to week 7, then got injured. but it was only for a very short amount of time. It was start week 8, and it was out by week 13, but it was all injury-based, and then obviously Brock Purdy came in and saved the day. Are we doing it only lose your job because of injury starting quarterback situation?
Can't be. No, can't be. The second, no matter if it's Joe or if it's Kenny, as Ken would say, and he would say it with his chest.
Kenny.
If it, no matter who it is, the second Shador or Dylan is ready to play, you throw them out there. Unless you're winning. So if you're like, if you're 1-3 and all of a sudden you're seeing it start to slow down for Shador or for Dylan, yeah, that's their time then. Right?
Yeah,
outside of winning, the only thing that can stop that train is so injuries are a big part of it, but yeah. If they're just okay and the rookies start to look good in practice, there they go.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Pickett made so much more sense when you were just trying to play for the draft selection of next year.
And then they drafted two quarterbacks. None of whom, which again, it's those quarterbacks' job to steal the job this year and force them to not take a quarterback going into next year. But that's where we're at. 216-474-0092. Where, if we set the over-under at which week, right? I said 7.5, meaning like week 8 or later. I think you're probably too late to the game on Shador's first start. JP said, what did you say, week 5 or 6?
I said 5, and in thinking about it a little bit more, I want to bring it back down to 4. I think 4 is the right number.
All right. Did I persuade you with a Kenny Pickett thing or just everything else?
Well, it's the idea that if you make it to week 5 or week 6 or even like week 7 or week 8, then you've won enough games, and they're clearly like, okay, let's see what you have here. I just don't think they're going to win enough games to get there.
Yeah, it's weird. Albert. When we had Albert,
you had the fifth hardest schedule, by the way, in the NFL this year.
Albert was like, "Oh, you guys just don't believe in this team."
Why was he shocked by that?
Everybody is.
Why?
Anytime I talk to anybody outside of Cleveland, and they're like, "But 2 years ago, Joe Flacco, the playoffs." And I'm like, "Long 2 years." Like
he's only gotten older, and he wasn't really that great when he was here 2 years ago, as far as the interceptions were concerned.
Well, and. Like, listen, I'm all for the idea, Amari, that Joe, who throws a great ball, might make everybody better. And that just might make the – maybe that's all the offense needs, is a decent quarterback who can deliver the ball in a big play.
I mean, he certainly helped out Njoku.
Helped Njoku. Maybe he'd help out Jerry Jeudy and Sed Tillman and all these guys. Maybe. Or maybe that was a pretty flukish 5 games.
Yeah, you know where my bet is.
216-474-0092. As we continue to have this conversation, where do you think, if we had to pencil in right now, if Shador doesn't win or Dylan Gabriel doesn't win the starting quarterback job, when's the earliest could you see? Like if we set it, the over-under at 7.5, would you take over, so week 8 or later, or would you take the under? I will tell you, I set it 7.5 because I still probably would take the under there, but that's where it becomes interesting to me in case we missed it. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.